Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in our operations area. It's 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. Here's the latest information on Hurricane Delta. The wind 115 miles an hour on our latest advisory that just came out minutes ago, moving north at 13 miles an hour. The pressure now 962 millibars. We're about 130 miles from Cameron, Louisiana. Let's start off with the radar here, where you can see the eye of the storm right here, that intense eye wall with the highest winds getting ever so closer to the coastline here. We're going to be watching that throughout the afternoon hours into this evening. But you can already see these rain bands coming in, the heavy tropical rains that'll bring heavy rainfall and the potential flooding in some of these areas. But not just there, you see some of this around Monroe back towards Natchez, even in southeast Louisiana over time yesterday, last night, and you'll start seeing some of those rain bands impact more areas with time as we get closer to the coast. Looking at the latest forecast, this was brand new. A couple things to note. One of them is just the size of the wind field, stretching out 140, even 160 miles from that center. You get those tropical storm force winds. So you can see as we progress that forecast forward, how many areas could see those tropical storm force winds. So saturated soil, you get those winds, you can knock down trees and power lines, just a dangerous situation. And then even the core hurricane force winds stretching out from the center, impacting southwest Louisiana as well. With time, we'll get real close to the coast this afternoon, and then make landfall this evening, and then progressing northward through Louisiana and being pretty close to Monroe by tomorrow morning, Saturday morning with time, and then stretching into Mississippi into the evening hours on Saturday. So looking at some of the wind field here and look at the probabilities of the winds, those tropical storm force winds arriving real soon, starting to see some of those gusty winds right along the coast, and just a large area, these yellows and the oranges, there's the highest probability of getting those tropical storm force winds, and that's a large area. So not just the hurricane force winds right along that center, but well outside of that could get some of those real significant winds. So I did want to say it's not just along the coast, but I did want to show this because it really helps illustrate how far inland you can see some of those hurricane force winds. In the red here, hurricane force could stretch up along I-49 up into Alexandria, Lafayette could see those high winds. But in the blue area here, tropical storm force winds, that's up to the upper Texas coast, southeast Texas, all the way to southeast Louisiana, and inland, even north Louisiana could see some of those winds. The dangerous part about these storms, you're looking at some of the water. We are looking at some of the water levels. Eugene Island, just for example, we're keeping an eye on these, looking at where the tide should be down here. This is where we are. Well, that's the water coming in. We talked about that water coming in early, and that's an incredibly dangerous part of these storms. So you got to wrap things up because it's starting to deteriorate real quick. And if you look at that storm surge forecast, the water coming in now, dangerous, life-threatening storm surge in these areas. Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge back towards Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 feet of storm surge. That's inundation. That's water up your pant leg. That's a dangerous situation there. And that stretches inland, comes in the bays and the bayous, and it gets real dangerous in a lot of these areas. So please listen to those local officials. Morgan City to Port Fourchon, 4 to 7 feet of storm surge. Looking at that rainfall forecast as well, you start seeing large value, 6 to 10 inches of rain on the I-49 corridor from central Louisiana even to the north and along the coast. So dangerous situation, stay off the roads. And that's been the latest information from right here at the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Delta.